He recruited you, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's talking about, I know you saw him against Oregon State last year, but how is it going against the guy you recruited you as a head coach this week?
I mean, it's, to me, it's not really a big thing. It's just because, you know, coaches do what they got to do, move where they got to move, but, you know, it's just any other game, going against him, going against his team, so.
Okay, I mean, is there something about Kalani, though, that you think make a good head coach?
Yeah, I think there are a few things that I think that's why they chose him. I think he's gonna bring a lot of success to the program over there. I think he's a good coach. So.
And then they got like Tuiaki and a few other guys you know over there. Yeah. Is that gonna make it a little more fun, or did they get it out of the way with Oregon State last year?
I think it's a little. There's gonna be a little more edge there, just because especially since Tuiaki was my first D-line coach over here. But I think it'll be. Yeah, I think it'll be the same, a little bit, but not too much.
Okay.
How much familiarity is there? I mean, you know what they want, you know how they play. I mean, it's not like you're going up against, you know, their D-line, but still, you kind of know the drill when you're playing them. There are no surprises.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll see here when we actually play them. I mean, looking at film, it kind of looks like the same stuff, but you never know. You know, they might have just held back. Some of their new stuff from the game. So, I mean, I guess I think it's every week it's kind of the same, just because we kind of get the same blocks. But there's different formations and stuff. But I think particular D tackle inside, it's a lot of the same stuff.
Watching BYU and Arizona, were you surprised how well the Cougars ran the ball?
Yeah, I was honestly, just because of Arizona. I feel like they were. I mean, when we played them last year, they were their defense was pretty sound. So, I mean, no lost credit to the Cougars, but I think I was a little surprised just because Arizona. I mean, but yeah.
Well, I see you played them in the Vegas Bowl, but how nice is it to get them back on the regular season schedule again? Is this a lot of fun?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it was nice. Yeah, just like you said, it was nice in the Vegas Bowl, but it's good to have them in a regular season game here in Utah. Where everyone can come, it's, you know, it's a real rivalry game.
Are you feeling the hype from a lot of people around you on that?
Yeah.
Building up.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, no, yeah, not kind of. Yeah, I feel it.
Now, is your world pretty much red? I mean, growing up, you know, a lot of Cougar fans, people you hear from now.
Well, not really. I mean, my dad graduated. Got his PhD from down there, so my majority of his family was all Cougars until me and my brothers started coming up here. So, I mean, there's basically now it's all red, but before it was. I mean, I know my dad. Whenever he says that, whenever they're not playing us, he's rooting for them. So,
but he's gonna wear red this Saturday.
Yeah, definitely for sure. Right. He better.
Did your big brother give you any advice on what to expect preparing for them in the regular season? I know you faced him in a bowl game, but is anything for the regular season matchup?
No, not really. I mean, I haven't really talked to him since last week, since before the game, but I'm sure he will. I mean, he always brags about how he never lost to them when he was here, his whole time here. So I'm sure he'll give me some tips about just handling the hype of it all. And, I mean, the game stuff is handled by the coaches and stuff, but I'm sure he has some tips for me.
So, 5 in a row, and it was the interruption, but 5 straight wins over them. Is that a big matter of pride with the team, or is it just about this game this week and getting to 2-0?
I think it's just about this game this week, getting the win, being 1-0 this week. So, I mean, the 5 wins is like Coach Wiss says, it's bragging rights for the rest of the year, but, I mean, right now it matters just right here.
Watching that Arizona game, it looked like there were a lot of short drops and quick throws, a lot of slants in that. Does that kind of alter how you play, knowing it's going to be hard to get to the quarterback, maybe just get your hands up so you can deflect the pass?
I think we deal with that a lot just because of the D-line that we have. People like to get rid of the ball fast. So, I mean, our coaches get us ready for it, and I think we'll be ready for it. So, I think, yeah, it is different. It's difficult because there's a lot of max protect and just quick balls. But I think, you know, we just got to get our hands up, try to get as much pressure as we can.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
Thanks. Shrimp out saying, beep, beep.